Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Washington firm wasting no time getting their new operation situated in Cascade County, with a groundbreaking already happening this week and initial efforts to find workers. Chris Cards updates the arrival from Great Falls.
Cascade County Commissioner Joe Briggs shared details recently about Janicki coming to Great Falls and shared that Janicki will hold a community forum focused on career paths.
Janicki will be here. They will be having their first community forum, and it's going to be talking about career paths. So they'll be here on the 9th and do that in the evening from 5:30 to 7.
The public can RSVP for the forum through the GFDA website to help organizers determine the number of seats needed. The groundbreaking for Janicki's new facility scheduled for this Friday, July 10th at noon.
Groundbreaking happens on July 10th. Public is welcome to go out to Agritech Park and witness that.
People with questions about the groundbreaking can contact Jolene at 406-750-4481, according to the GFDA website. In Great Falls, for the Montana State News Network, I'm Chris Cards.
While Missoula County wrestles with the latest developments in the data center debate this week and other communities try to come to grips with the big projects, Governor Gianforte is expressing confidence that impacts can be managed. And based on what he's seen in other states, he believes they may hold a solution to help close Montana's property tax gap.
The way we lower the tax burden on Montana residents is we have investments that also pay property taxes that can offset it. So if you want high quality schools, if you want your roads and bridges paved and fixed, if you want your law enforcement funded, you need a data center in your community. I mean, we could do a lot worse.
New federal data reveals Montana could face a $16 million annual penalty if state agencies can't get a handle on food stamp calculation errors in the SNAP program. This is the Montana State News Network.